USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Columbus, Ohio leaders are pleading for calm as the city deals with the deadly police shooting of a teenage girl. The shooting yesterday resulted in the death of a 16-year-old. Body cam video shows a girl armed with a knife trying to stab two people when an officer opened fire. Columbus Mayor Andrew Ginther saying an investigation is the first step in unraveling what led to the tragic death. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki wasting no time by weighing in on the situation.
The killing of 16-year-old Mikayla Bryant by the Columbus police is tragic. She was a child.
The Justice Department announcing they're launching an investigation into police practices in Minneapolis. Attorney General Merrick Garland also saying that public safety requires public trust. He did not take any questions from reporters. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Travel is beginning to pick up. Last week, nearly 10 million people took to the skies, many people flying to tourist destinations, many people enticing visitors by offering them vaccinations once they arrive. Nevada, for example, has vaccinated more than 57,000 visitors. And starting June 1st, tourists entering Alaska will be able to get a vaccine shot at one of the state's four major airports.
You come to visit Alaska and you get a shot. We'll have things set up at the airport and we'll help you out. So that's probably another good reason to come to the state of Alaska in the summer.
Alaska Republican Governor Mike Dunleavy. Democrats in Montana have filed a lawsuit after Republican Governor Greg Gianforte signed two bills changing voter registration laws. The first law ends Election Day registration, and the other law revises what is considered an acceptable form of voter ID. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey is declaring a state of emergency in six counties over the recent jump in illegal aliens being detained at the U.S. border. Ducey's office announcing that he'll order up to 250 National Guard troops to the border in the next few days. Things just as bad in Texas, with Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton telling Fox Business,
"Look, it is a humanitarian disaster like I don't know that I've ever seen in my life in the United States, and it's created by policies that were brought on by the Biden administration. I don't think that's the whole reason I think that the Biden administration is avoiding, the president and the vice president are avoiding going to the border. They don't want to draw attention to this. They want to keep it as secretive as possible and continue to bring these illegals through the country and then ship them out somewhere else other than Texas and really all over the country."
College of the Ozarks is suing President Biden over an anti-discrimination executive order that requires private religious colleges to place biological males into female dorms and assign them as females' roommates. The private Christian school in Missouri saying that religious freedom is under attack from the Biden administration. Dr. Jerry Davis, the school's president, saying College of the Ozarks will not allow politicians to erode the essential American right or ideals that shaped America's founding. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.